Chapter 7.
Voss knew whom he would see, and was poised to charge when Ventress, grunting, sprang forward and kicked Moragai squarely in the midsection. Caught utterly off guard, the Volpi stumbled backward, but didn't run. Instead, he leapt in front of the pair of Rhodians Voss had seen in his vision, a mother and child, and spread his forearms as wide as possible in an age-old gesture of defense.
"Don't hurt them!"
The baby shrieked, terrified, and the mother clutched him close. Her eyes, always large and expressive in Rhodians, seemed huge to Voss as she stared at him and Ventress. He felt a twinge of remorse.
"I didn't do anything wrong!"
From what Voss remembered, embezzlement was generally considered pretty wrong in most circles. But everyone always said they didn't do anything wrong. That's what usually comes first. Protestations of innocence.
"I don't care," Ventress replied.
She had drawn her bow and was pointing an arrow at Moragai's broad chest. Voss had his blaster trained on the Volpi.
"The Rang Clan put a price on your head so big, I'm lucky I found you first,"
Ventress continued.
"We found you," Voss reminded her. "We."
He paused, then added,
"Together."
Ventress closed her eyes briefly. Fortunately, Moragai was too distraught to try to take advantage of it.
"If it's money you want, I have plenty!"
"Bribery, I come second."
"I know," said Ventress. "But we're being paid well enough to get that money back to its rightful owner."
She hadn't put any particular emphasis on the word "we're," but Voss brightened.
"Thank you."
"I'm not the villain here!"
Moragai barreled on.
"Can't you see? I was just trying to do what's best for my family, for my child!"
Voss winced inwardly at the words. The youngling was not Moragai's biological child. The infant appeared to be pure Rhodian. Yet that didn't matter. My family. My child. Like any good mate and parent, Moragai simply wanted what was best for those he loved. They weren't living in a palace. The family was obviously barely making enough to get by. Moragai had been desperate to change that, and Voss couldn't blame him. Not everyone had been raised with care and affection in a temple, with plenty to eat and a roof over their heads. Voss was passingly familiar with the Rang Clan, and he knew that Moragai had been right. Even though the Volpi had taken money that wasn't his, he wasn't the villain.
"How touching."
Ventress's bored voice sounded even colder to Voss than usual.
"But I'm afraid I can't help you."
Quickly, before things could escalate to violence in the close quarters, Voss lowered his blaster slightly and reached out toward Moragai with his other hand.
"You're coming with us."
Moragai lashed out. Two arms came up. One knocked the blaster out of Voss's hand. A second landed a nasty punch to the Jedi's jaw. The other two arms shoved. Hard.
"Whoa!"
Voss stumbled backward, almost knocking Ventress down. She dodged artfully. Moragai glanced back at his wife, his four eyes filled with anguish. She wrapped her arms around their son.
"Run!"
she pleaded.
"Just run!"
"I love you." The words didn't need to be spoken to fill the room. Moragai did run, leaping without a second's hesitation through the bell-shaped window, shattering the glass. Voss raced to the broken window just in time to see Moragai get to his feet, shake himself, and scamper off.
"You sure were right about that fourth arm,"
Voss muttered, rubbing his chin.
"You idiot!"
Ventress's fists were clenched, and Voss braced himself for another one of her memorable punches. But she wasn't wasting time on him. She jumped down to the pavement and set off after their quarry. Moragai had commandeered a bright red shiny landspeeder. The only problem was, it was facing the wrong direction. He glanced up to see Ventress racing after him on foot. Frantically jabbing at the controls and peering over his shoulder, he backed the speeder down the street. Ventress closed the gap between them. Voss emulated his hopefully soon-to-be partner, jumping down from the apartment and using the force to help him land softly. Glancing around, he spied a conveniently ownerless speeder bike with long handlebars and a low seat flanked by outrigger repulsor pods that he borrowed. He caught up to the running Ventress just as Moragai swung the speeder around and took off. Ventress slowed and stopped, wreathed in a gray cloud of fumes. She clenched her fist and snarled in frustration.
Need a lift, partner?
Voss offered with a grin, pulling up beside her. She glared at him, sighed heavily, and hopped on. Ventress was done with Moragai. Voss could feel it through the force, coming off her in waves. A grim, frightening determination that made him glad he was not the primary target of it. He slid the speeder bike, highly maneuverable despite its over-muscled appearance, underneath the larger vehicle, then rose right in front of it. Moragai gasped. Ventress leapt as smoothly as an air diver, her long, lean body arcing perfectly. She was a thing of beauty, as her arms struck Moragai in the chest, and she pulled, her momentum carrying both of them off the speeder, to tumble onto the pavement below. Moragai rose and turned to flee, but Voss was there, blocking his way. Whimpering, the Volpi turned to see Asajj Ventress triumphant, a glowing yellow lightsaber humming in her right hand.
Hands up, she demanded, adding, all four of them.
Like a cornered animal, even now Moragai tried to flee. He turned and ran, right into Voss's powerful punch. The force of the blow spun the Volpi around, and he fell to the ground. He started to rise, only to find himself staring at a lightsaber and a blaster both centimeters from his face.
It's over, Moragai. We've got you.
Moragai looked at them, anguished. He tried a final time.
Please! My family needs me! I'll give you triple what they're paying you!
I already told you, it doesn't work that way, Ventress said. Her eyes narrowed. And you've wasted my time making me run around this city. Triple won't even cover my fee.
Our fee, Voss reminded her. Let's go. Not to cast a shadow on this spectacular capture, but let's talk payment.
Voss lounged against the side of Ventress's Banshee, peering up at her as she descended. When she'd told him the name of the vessel, he'd been amused that she had obviously heard the term Banshee applied to herself and had decided to embrace the reference. Banshee, the ship, was a flat, disc-shaped pursuit craft. Its two engine nacelles were powerful, but with a snub-nosed cockpit bristling with weapons, it was not particularly aesthetically pleasing. It sported a turret-mounted triple blaster atop it, and the cockpit had two anti-personnel blasters and two heavier laser cannons. The Banshee was made for two purposes, hitting hard and getting away fast. And that was enough for her. Moragai had offered no further resistance and now sat in the hold, trussed up and broken. Ventress simply could have retracted the ramp and taken off, but instead she found herself eyeing the interloper.
I reckon it's an even split, Voss continued.
He gave her one of his winning smiles.
After all, we do make quite a team.
She slitted her eyes and scrutinized him, thinking. He was quite attractive,
but many men were.
He was strong and fast, but he could be stronger and faster. He was genuinely amusing, which was rare, and she suspected that he was more intelligent than her private nickname for him, Idiot, reflected. And he wasn't easily discouraged. In the field of bounty hunting, that counted for a lot. So instead of flat-out refusing again, Ventress planted her hands on her hips and asked,
Why are you so hot to be part of a team? Need someone to pick up your slack?
His brown eyes widened, and he placed a hand on his chest.
Me? Are you kidding? I do the heavy lifting.
She waited.
Well, it's a lot of work for one person, he said. Even you have to admit that.
Ventress remained silent. His smirk, which had been perpetual until this point, slipped a little, and he looked away.
It's just, I'm getting tired of being a loner, if that makes any sense.
Unexpectedly, memories flooded Ventress. Most of her life, she had been with someone, only to inevitably lose them in the cruelest of ways. First, her master, Kai Narek, then Mother Talzin and her sisters. Dead now, all of them. They had loved her, and they were slain.
Dooku had not loved her.
She had thought he had. Not as a woman, of course, or even as a daughter, but as an apprentice. Someone who showed promise, whom he enjoyed training and shaping. How eager she had been to learn, to serve him, to obey, and how quickly he had discarded her. She had meant something to him only when he could use her.
There was, Ventress thought bitterly, something terribly askew with a universe in which, out of all her allies and mentors, Dooku was alive and the others breathed no more. The painful reverie lasted but a moment. Ventress knew her weaknesses and knew how to bypass them. They were liabilities she had run across more than once in her solo career as a bounty hunter. Once with Pluma Soti, a young cocky girl who had been taken from her family to be an unwilling bride, and again whenever a bounty's family had muddied the waters, as had happened earlier. She should say no to the amusing idiot who stood before her. Keep well away from partners and entanglements and trust. Instead, Ventress found herself saying,
"Fine, I'm game. We'll split it."
Voss's composure slipped. Adroit as she had seen him be earlier today, he actually slid a little where he leaned against the curving metal. He caught himself quickly.
"Really?"
At his unabashed delight and surprise, a warning flare went up somewhere deep inside her.
"Guard yourself."
It was too late now, though. Her voice was hard as she replied.
"But there's no way I'm carrying you."
She shoved a stiffened finger pointedly into his broad chest.
"If you want to partner with me, you've got work to do. This isn't playtime. This is a job. You're going to need to learn how to run faster and fight harder. No foolish errors. No lost quarries because you want to make a grand gesture. I won't tolerate laziness or stupidity. Got it?"
Surprise, quickly hooded, flashed in his eyes. The grin reemerged in its dazzling brilliance.
"Always feisty. But you might make a decent partner yet."
"You could use a little bit more training."
She strode up the ramp and started to climb up the ladder. He followed.
"I think you'll find I'm up to the task," he said.
Ventress glanced down at him to notice he was appreciatively eyeing her derriere.
"That won't be happening,"
she said dryly.
"I don't mix business with pleasure."
"You don't know what you're missing,"
he insisted.
"Then I'll have to remain happily ignorant, and you'll remain alive. For now, anyway. If you're going to get half the pay, you'll need to do half the work, and we'll need to line up twice as many jobs. Come on."
"Okay, partner."
As she climbed quickly with Voss behind her, Ventress found herself hiding a smile.